Cross Sports fans. Cross Sports is for all sports fans. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports! In high school sports, Homewood Flossmoor Community High School alum Alyssa Rosellis is the first alum of HF High School to be recruited to Governor State University's women's soccer team, according to Patch.com. Also, according to Patch.com and the news released from Governor State University, Alyssa Rosellis made history by being the first woman to have graduated from Homewood Flossmoor High School to be recruited to play for the Jaguars. Hey, congratulations again, Alyssa Rosellis. You deserve it. Hey, if you want to watch her play at Governor State University, it's in University Park, Illinois. We may be looking at a future Olympian in women's soccer. So congratulations again, Alyssa Rosellis, to your scholarship to Governor State University. In professional boxing, Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. defeated Paul Logan in an 8-round exhibition bout on Sunday. We all knew that Floyd Mayweather was going to win this fight. I mean, I knew it when they made that decision that they was going to fight. But you have to give credit to Paul Logan. He held his own against Floyd Mayweather. But Floyd Mayweather is 40 years old. He's 50-0. Well, now 51-0 in my book. But it was a good fight. I didn't order the fight. I watched the highlights on TV. That's not the fight that I wanted to order. But I will order the fight between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield if they ever fight. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good fight between those two. But congratulations, Floyd Mayweather Jr. And congratulations, Paul Logan, for not going to the hospital that night. Last weekend in the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons traded wide receiver Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans last Sunday. I'm still in shock. Wow. I know he wanted to leave Atlanta, but the fact that he got traded to the Titans, he is now with fellow wide receiver A.J. Brown and running back Derrick Henry, a.k.a. the Juggernaut. And they're going to be putting up touchdowns for days in Tennessee. If you are playing fantasy football, you need to get one of those players on your team because they will help your team out a lot. So this is a good move for the Tennessee Titans. I think the Tennessee Titans are now a top three team in the AFC. Of course, with the Kansas City Chiefs as number one, the Buffalo Bills as number two, and the Tennessee Titans number three. It's a possibility that the Denver Broncos could be number four if they trade for Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers or Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans. So we'll see what happens in that. But this is good for the Tennessee Titans and look for them to do some serious damage in the AFC. According to Adam Schefter of ESPN, Green Bay's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers did not attend Green Bay's mandatory minicamp that started on Tuesday. Green Bay could opt to fine him up to $93,085 for his absences. This is not good in Green Bay at all, because Aaron Rodgers, their star player, he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. He may return because they could fine him up to $31 million if he sits out. So I think that would make him come back. But it seems like Aaron Rodgers, he wants to leave Green Bay. And that's bad for Green Bay Packers fans, but that's good for teams like in the NFC North Division with the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, and my Chicago Bears. So we'll see what happens in that area. We'll see what happens if Aaron Rodgers returns to Green Bay or he'll go somewhere else. Hopefully he goes somewhere else. Speaking of the Chicago Bears, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network yesterday, the Bears agreed to terms with first-round draft pick quarterback Justin Fields on a fully guaranteed four-year rookie deal, $18,871,952 contract that includes $11,085,056 signing bonus. That's some good money. Also, Justin Fields jersey came in today for me. I told y'all I ordered Justin Fields jersey last week and it came in today. I am so excited. I can't wait for the Bear season. Bear down. In women's college softball, congratulations to the Oklahoma Sooners on defeating Florida State best out of three, 2-1 to win the Women's College Softball World Series. For the first time in 16 years, it was a Game 3 in the Women's College Softball World Series. Oklahoma won their fifth College World Series championship in school history. See, this is the team that I picked from the get-go. I picked the Oklahoma Sooners to win it all. I didn't say it on Cross Sports. I don't think I did, but I said it to some of my people that I know that I said I think Oklahoma Sooners is going to win it. So they won it. Congratulations again to the Oklahoma Sooners ladies softball team. You ladies deserve it. In the NBA, congratulations to the New York Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau on being named the 2020-21 NBA Coach of the Year. Tom Thibodeau took the Knicks to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. This is his second time winning this award. Remember, he won the NBA Coach of the Year in the 2010-11 season with the Chicago Bulls in his first ever head coaching position. See, the Bulls should have kept Tom Thibodeau. The old management fired him because they couldn't control him, but he was a great coach. If he stayed in Chicago, the Bulls would have at least won 2 NBA championships. But I'm glad that we have Billy Donovan, but they could have kept Tom Thibodeau and he could have left on his own terms instead of firing him because they couldn't control him. Well, in the end, they got fired. And now the Bulls have better management in the city of Chicago. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets center power forward Nikola Jokic on winning the 2020-21 NBA MVP. Nikola Jokic is the first Kia MVP to play every regular season game for their team since Kobe Bryant in 2007-2008 season. According to SportsCenter, Jokic is also the first player drafted in the second round, lowest drafted to win MVP in the common draft era. Nikola Jokic is the first center to win the NBA MVP award since Shaquille O'Neal in 2000, according to NBA on ESPN. Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert won the 2020-21 Defensive Player of the Year award. He's only the fourth player in NBA history to win the award 3 times. According to ESPN, the other 3 that won the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award are Dikembe Mutombo, he won it 4 times, Ben Wallace, he won it 4 times, and Dwight Howard, he won it 3 times. Well, Rudy Gobert is 7'1" with a 7'9" wingspan. This man is tall. Yeah, he can block any shots for days. So congratulations again to Rudy Gobert of winning the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award. Finally, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. I had the LA Lakers winning it all, but they lost. The NBA title is now up for grabs. So we will have a new NBA World Champions this year. But I did say if the Lakers don't win it all, that the Brooklyn Nets could win it as my second choice. Then the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers, or my sleeper team, the Utah Jazz. But this team, the Phoenix Suns, I didn't mention them because I thought the Lakers would beat them. By the Phoenix Suns beating the LA Lakers, you have to put them in that conversation to win it all. According to SportsCenter on Wednesday, Phoenix Suns point guard Chris Paul is the only player in NBA history to have 15 assists and no turnovers in a playoff game with 3 different franchises. He did it over 3 different decades. Unbelievable. So I think it will be the Phoenix Suns versus the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference Finals. In the Eastern Conference Finals, right now you have the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks going against each other. I said this to a few friends of mine, some people that I know, that I said that whoever wins that series will move on to the NBA Finals. So the Brooklyn Nets, I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to the NBA Finals. Now, if the Brooklyn Nets win the NBA championship this year, it would be the first NBA title in the state of New York since 1973. That was 48 years ago, when the New York Knicks, with Willis Reed, who won the MVP award of the NBA Finals that year, Walt Frazier, who played college basketball at Southern Illinois, and Earl the Pearl Monroe. That was a deep team, defeated the LA Lakers with Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West in the 1973 NBA Finals, 4-1. Like I said earlier, the NBA championship is up for grabs now. May the best team win. I'm thinking it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets. It could be the Brooklyn Nets versus the Phoenix Suns in the NBA championship. Some of my friends and I was talking about that last weekend, and I can tell that some of my friends and I, mostly my friends, are leaning towards the Phoenix Suns and the Brooklyn Nets facing each other in NBA Finals. That's a strong possibility. Or the Utah Jazz versus the Brooklyn Nets. But whoever wins, which I think it will be the Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, I think they're going to win the NBA championship this year. Hey, sports fans, please subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and Anchor. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next week on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.